Let's start maybe by talking about what is bias and what does bias in teaching look like?
Biases infiltrate how instructors conduct their classroom and thus create opportunities for some and not for others.
Maybe talk to me a little bit about what data do we have about this phenomena, about teachers overlooking students that don't look like them.
Yeah, so there's been research done by Mira and David Sadeker and Karen Zittelman. Basically, they identified specific ways in which implicit and stereotypical ideas about gender govern classroom dynamics. What they've done is that they found that teachers spend up to two-thirds of their time talking to male students. They also are more likely to interrupt girls and allow boys to talk over them. And then teachers also tend to acknowledge girls, but praise and encourage boys. They spend more time prompting boys to seek deeper answers while rewarding girls for being quiet. When teachers ask questions, they direct their gaze toward boys more often, especially when their questions are open-ended. Biases such as these are at the root of why the United States has one of the world's largest gender gaps in math and science performance. Until they view their videotaped interactions, teachers believe that they are being balanced in their exchanges.
So they have recorded some of these classrooms, and teachers will watch this and go, oh, I am favoring boys.
And yes, and it affects them academically. I know that I did it when I first was a teacher, and I could not believe what I did. It was really eye-opening for me. I had a friend of mine come and sit in the back of my classroom, and he said, look, this is what you did. And it was like insurmountable statistics in my own classroom in a 45-minute time frame.
And to be clear, what you're saying is that even, because I guess my assumption would be that you favor people who are like you as a teacher, but you're saying, no, you're also just reinforcing the biases of the culture itself.
Absolutely, and media perpetuates that. So what I ask teachers to do is actually understand their biases so that way they could be an ally and advocate for those kids. It's so important to give students that voice, or as adults, for us to challenge our implicit biases and then challenge others in the school building to do the same.
What has your research looked at? How do you study something like this?
Yes, so what I study is Muslim girlhood adolescent experiences in public schools. So what I found is that these girls, just like any other adolescent girl that is in public high school or in public school, wants to be accepted. What I found was that teachers, guidance counselors, and even school administrators, so people who are staffing the schools, either have implicit or explicit biases towards these hijabi girls. For example, one student that I interviewed told me that she was a senior in high school, ranked number 8 out of 550 students, and her guidance counselor told her not to apply to college because she said to her, girls who look like you don't go to college. So then her AP Chem teacher, who had been a retired engineer at Exxon, told her that she needed to apply to college because she had told her AP Chemistry teacher about this conversation after school one day, and her AP Chemistry teacher said, no, you are a very bright child. And she said, had she not had that conversation with that one teacher, she would have never applied to college. She got a full ride scholarship to a top 10 university. So what I'm saying is, as a researcher and an academician, can you imagine if we had more than one person encouraging these hijabi girls or these African-American girls to excel, what we would have? We'd have an entire society of smart women.